Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we will, Mirtz Hashem, finish up what we began yesterday, the start of Shin Mem Zayin, which deals with the halachas of carrying on Shabbos from one domain to another domain. And yesterday, in the Mechaber, we had brought down that according to the Din D'Oraisa, Torah law, a person does an Akira and a Hanocha. He does the lifting up and then the putting down from one Rishus to another Rishus, from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. So if one person does both of those actions, that is called Akira V'Hanocha, picking up and putting down in the two different Rishuyos, he is over in Issa D'Oraisa. Now today we continue at the very top of Resh Aleph Amud Beis, with the Mechaber continuing. However, Avol Poshat Yado Lifnin, the person is on the outside, and he sticks his hands inside into Rishus HaYochet, V'Chefetz Biyado, and he has an object in his hand, and somebody else takes it from his hand. So he, let's say, has a ball, and he has the ball, which he brings from the Rishus HaRabim, into, he sticks his hands into the Rishus HaYochet, and his friend takes the ball from his hand. So the guy on the outside sticks the ball inside, the person on the inside takes the ball from his hand. Unetolo chaveiro ha'omei bifnim. The man on the outside only therefore did the Akira. The man on the inside is doing the Hanocha, or vice versa. Or the person on the inside sticks his hand outside. The Chayvitz Biyado, when he has the ball in his hand. So the one on the inside has the ball in his hand, and he sticks it outside. And the one on the outside, the one on the outside takes it from his hand. So again, here, the one on the inside did the Akira, the one on the outside does the Hanocha. As the Mechaber tells us, in each of these situations, two people were involved, one doing the Akira and one doing the Hanocha. Doesn't make a difference which one does which. Shnei and Peturim, both of them are not over Nisa Deraisa. Each of them, as we'll see, is over Nisa Derabanan, Potter Avol Aser. As the Mechaber himself says, Avol Aser Lasus Ken, you're not allowed to do this, Mid Derabanan. The rabbis instituted over here, and Nisa Derabanan. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Gimel. Rots Loma, the Mechaber is telling us, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shelo Nosan Hamachnis Lesoch Yodo, Elohu Lo Kach Mimenu. The one who was inserting the ball from one Rishus into the other Rishus did not put it into the other person's hand. The other person took the ball from the inserter's hand. The Nimsa, in this situation, you find, She'asa HaRishon Rak Akira Levad. The person who did the first step only did the Akira, the lifting up, so to say. The Hanacha Asa Asheni, and the second person does the actual placement down. In this situation, each of them did only half of the Issa D'Oraisa, therefore it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan over here. And the Mishnah says, Afilu lo hinicho agabe karka, el hishiru biyado, hanocha chashiva. And even if the other person didn't put it on the ground, the second person took it from the inserter's hand, and he took the ball in his hand, let's say, that is still considered a choshuva act of hanocha, even though he never placed it on the ground. And that's because the Sha'arot Zion knows Dalu, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, this is the opinion of the Rambam and Tosus over here, the Kivon Shiyado Eitzel Gufo Bishus Echod, Heve Hanochas Yado Kanochas Kol Aguf, Vahanochas Aguf Kanochas Chefetz Damya. Since his hand over here is connected to his body in that Rishus, his body's on the ground, his hand's connected to his body, so just taking it into his hand is considered a valid Hanocha. And therefore, the second person did the Hanocha, the first person did the Akira, that's why it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. As the Mishnah Berurah himself explains now in Sivkot and Dalit, explaining the Mechaber, Hatam Kanal, the explanation is as we've already said several times, the Hu Adin, and the same halach applies, Imasa Adam Echot Rakakira or Hanoch Levad. The same thing would apply even if the second act was never done. If the person only did an Akira and nobody did a Hanocha, or person only did a Hanocha and nobody did an Akira, this would also be Gamkin also Midrabban, it would be forbidden Midrabban. The issue footnote number 2 brings down from the Gemara in Shabbos and Dav Gimel Lamed Aleph, that when you stick your hand into another area, that's not considered resting on the ground, because we go after your body, and your body, let's say, is in the Rishus HaRabim, and you're sticking your hand inside, so it's still considered halachically like it's in the Rishus HaRabim. The Dear Shu footnote over here does bring down, in a long discussion, other possible explanations for why this is so. Tam Nosaf Liptur, another reason why it's not in Issa D'Oraisa, Ayin Shem the rest of this footnote. Dishu foot number 3 brings down, Ubiyovin Shemotzi mi Carmelis Lushus HaRabim, when a person is going from a Carmelist and transferring something to Rishus Sarabim, that's an Issa Derabanan L'chatchila. It's only an Issa Derabanan. So when you only do one of the two acts over here in this situation, is that considered over here still an Issa Derabanan? So he brings down two different opinions. He brings down the Das of the Evan Ozer, Sheesh La'atir Akira Levat O Hanocha, that if you're only doing one act, an Akira or a Hanocha, that's only an Issa Derabanan, and it's involving only an Issa Derabanan from a Carmelist to Rishus Sarabim, or vice versa. So therefore, the Das of the Evan Ozer is that it's not an Issa over here, even the Rabbanan. However, he brings down that the Beis Meir disagrees, and the opinion of the Chazon Ish is that this is forbidden, midirabbanan. We go back to the Mechaber now. He continues, three lines on the top. The impashat yadu lifnim. If the person on the outside sticks his hand into the inside, when he has a ball in his hand, he has some object in his hand. And now, instead of the inside person taking it from his hands, the outside person who inserted his hand in places the ball into the hand of the inside person, places the item into his hand. Or vice versa. Or he put his hand inside and he took the notal chevetz mitoch yad chaveiro ha'omei bifnim. He takes the ball or the item from the hand of the person that's inside and then he pulls his hand out votzio lachutz. And these two scenarios, same exact halachic status, shenimso sha'omei bachutz lovado okar viniach. In this situation, the one on the outside did both acts, the akira and the hanoch, in the two different scenarios, and therefore the outside person who chayav, he's chayav in issa d'arayis over here, he did carrying from one rishus to the other rishus, both the akira and the anocha, and the other person, the v'chaveiro, is not over in issa deraisa. However, potter avul oser, he is over in issa derabanan. The Mishnah Berurah will explain exactly what that issa derabanan is in sifkot and zayin. But first, let's do sifkot and hay. Mishnah Berurah says, the afal gav the kaimelon, even though we have a halachic ruling, the bein akira bein hanocha, whether you're doing an akira, the uplifting, or the hanocha, the placing it down, tzorich shiyah mokum shu arbo larbo tvochim, normally it requires to be placed down to be considered a picking up or putting it down. The place has to have significant status to it, such as an area that's 4x4 tvochim. And when you're taking it from somebody's hand, that's not 4x4 tvochim. You're putting it into somebody's hands, that should theoretically not be putting it down. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Yado shel adam chashuva kedalet al dalet, that a person's hand has the halachic status based upon the Gemara, as the Shaar HaTzion points out in Ozvav, the person's halachic status of his hand is a rishus of dalet al dalet, and therefore you would be over this iser. See if cut involved, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'hotzi lachutz, if you then bring your hand outside, v'afilum lo hinicha baritz, even if you just kept the item, the ball in your hand, you took it from the guy from the inside, you pulled it to the outside, and then you didn't put it down, but you're holding it in your hand. Hold, hubiyado, since it's in your hand, hariyu kimunach baritz, as we already explained, v'chanal, and therefore you are over the issa d'oraisa. Sivkot and Zayin explains, potter avul oser, we said that the other person is over in issa d'rabbanan, he's not over the issa d'oraisa, because he didn't do anything. So then why is he oser? What's the issa d'rabbanan? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, when the Mechaber told us over here, potter avul oser, lo mishum issa Shabbos, it's not because he transgressed an issa of carrying on Shabbos. The reason is, elo shemach shelis chaveiro, begorim lo lahutzi chefetz o lachniso, because you assisted him in doing his aveira, and you caused him, allowed him to do the aveira, and that's your issa over here. V'yesh b'zeh issa Torah mishum lifnei iver. So you're over in issa d'arais over here of lifnei iver. Now, that would be true, v'himu munach b'ofan shemafilu lo haya b'yado hayecholit lo, if this person would have been able to do this picking up the item from the house and bringing it outside, or taking it from outside and putting it inside, even without you being there, so then the lo ka'over alifnei iver, then you're not over the issa d'raisa of lifnei iver, then mikol makom, nevertheless, issa d'rabbanan ika. Then, here is what the Mechaber is talking about, pater avul oser, that you are over transgressing an issa d'rabbanan. Because da'afilu katan ochel nevelos based in mitzuvin lafrishon. Because if a child is eating nevelos, he's eating treifa stuff, so based in has an obligation to go and separate this child. And certainly that nobody should assist in this child in doing this aveira. So too over here, you're assisting in this person in doing this aveira. There's a detailed discussion over here in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Ches, where the Chofetz Chaim brings down that this opinion is from the Rosh, and he says, L'chora, the fact that it sounds like this is a din derabbanan over here, pater avul oser, is not necessarily so. L'fi mati'isa b'brachos daf yutes, if somebody sees his friends wearing kilayim over here, he has to go, the tzorach livshot afilu bashuk, you have to go pull it off him, even if he's in a public place, don't be embarrassed. And the Gemara there is mashma, the lav de tekanta de rabbanon bi'amu, it's not a din de rabbanon. V'imkein hu adin be'in yonenu. And therefore, the halacha would be the same over here. Halo mechuyev limchos biyadim in haTorah. You're obligated from the Torah to protest over here. Kedei lafrish mitzvah, to stop it from doing the iser. So therefore, one could argue that this is an iser darais over here, and not necessarily the simple understanding an iser darabanan potter halosur. So later on, the Chofetz Chaim answers over here in this Shaaret Zion, v'nir eliyashiv, you could explain that it is an iser darabanan. The hecha amrinon le'inyon kilayim, the b'chuyiv lamano, when we said in regards to kilayim that you have to stop him, you have to pull it off, the garment off him, that's sheyesh biyado lemano ayedei pshita uchaygabda, because you could stop him actively by doing this. However, avo be'en biyado limnoa, less bazeh chiyav in haTorah. But if you don't have the ability to stop him, then if you don't stop him, so then it's not an iser daraisa that you're over here. And Hachamayri, here we're talking about the Eniyocho Lamono Militol. You can't stop him from taking this item. The Kamash belong to Rosh, and therefore the Rosh said, Tafilu Hachi, it is an Issa Durabana nevertheless, because Yesh Hecha Shuhu Lokeach Miyadu, since this person is taking it from your hand, that is involved in another Issa, which is an Issa that is called Misayaya Yedei Ovri Avera. You are assisting a person who is sinning. Even though you're not actively assisting him over here, this is still an Issa Durabana. In this way, the Chofetz Chaim explains that the language, Pater Rav Alosu, is referring to an Issa D'Rabbanan. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Ulamumur Lavodas Kochavim, if a person is Nebuch, a Jew, but he is Oved Avodah Zarah, also Lahoshit, Gam Kein Dvar Isser, Kemol Isha Yisrael, you still can't go and allow him to facilitate him doing this Aveir over here. The Asur Lahashul Yodam, and therefore you're not allowed to go and lend to a person, Lahashul Yodam, Kli Melacha, any sort of utensil, Imu Choshet Lasas Ben Melacha Shabbos, if he's going to use it on Shabbos for Nisa Daraisa. Unless, in Lo Shiesh Litlo Shiasibo Melechas Heter, unless there's a possibility that he could be using a normal thing with it. You're lending him a knife, he could cut up his steak with a knife, or he could go cut all sorts of Asur things with a knife. So therefore, you'd be allowed to lend him a knife. But this is only v'davka b'dav or hamotzi. This is only if it's a very reasonable expectation that he'll use it for dvar heter. Avol mamleches heter ein motzi lasos. If the item that you theoretically say he could be doing the heter is not something that's common, ein tolimbo, then you can't rely upon this. Unless the only reason to be allowed to rely upon this, the Magen Avraham brings down imlo mipnei darkei shalom, because otherwise it's going to cause terrible fighting. And therefore, since you could at least say, well, is unlikely but possible that he could use it with dvar heter, and if I don't lend it to him, it's going to lead to a lot of infighting, so therefore you're allowed to do so. So paskins the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Od Kosav, he further adds, in regards to facilitating a non-Jewish person from doing a sin for him, for example, like eating Avram and Achai, to assist him in eating a piece of meat that came from a live animal that wasn't killed, so according to Larov Poskim, this does not involve a prohibition for you to stop him from doing so. Unless he otherwise would not be able to take it. And then, the Shom Shayach Lifnei Iver, then even the din of Lifnei Iver on a Daraisa level applies if the guy has no way of doing this Aveira without your assistance, then Lifnei Iver applies. However, Avol, im yesh lo Avram and Achai mishlo, if he does have a piece of Avram and Achai on his own and you're giving him another piece, oh, sheyochel liknos mochamaka, or he easily buy it from someplace else, then there is no Isser over here, leko Isura, for you to go and assist him in some way in allowing him to do this Aveira. He brings down from the Bir Agrua, the Vilna Gaon, in your day, a Simon Kufin and Aleph, is Mashma, the Svira Lei Lahalocha, he holds this Lahalocha, the Afilu Hecha, the Yochel Liknos, with Mokum Acher Gamkinos. The Vilna Gaon says, and Ayin Shom, you can look over there, that this is forbidden, even if he could do it in another way. And this is also a Psak, became Pasak, Biskri Chuvasham, and the Shevishel is Chuvas Emunah Shmuel, and likewise, Vachain Mitzadeh, Bebir Ke Yosef Shom. The Bir Ke Yosef, the Chida, also says that over there. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Derech Eretz Lomar Liyodim Shosik B'Mlocha. Normally we tell people if they're doing work, Titzlach Melach Tuchot. It's nice and polite to say, oh, I hope you're successful in your work. And you're allowed to do this, I feel lovely Gilul, if you tell this to non-Jews as well. However, Avol Misha Osik B'Mlechas Issa, but if the person is doing a forbidden act, also Loma Lokach, then you're not allowed to go tell him, Yosher Koich, you're doing a great job, keep it up, if they're doing something that is forbidden for them to do. Mechaber continues and he writes, Va'afilu ima omid b'chutz su'enu Yehudi. Osir. Even if the person standing outside is a non-Jewish person, you're not allowed to go and let him take this thing from your hand, Osir. Mimneshu kinos no amanas lotzi, because it's as if you're giving it to him to take it out on your behalf, and therefore it's not allowed. And the same thing applies, the Mechaber says, Uvadin lehotzi yodo lechutz. Likewise, you wouldn't be allowed to stick your hand outside, v'hinicho biyad chaveiro ha'omed bechutz, and to go put something into the hand of your friend who's standing outside. Oh, or or you take something from the hand of your friend who's standing outside, and you bring it inside, sha'omid b'fim chayev. Again, this is the same cases that we had before. This is the inside person here doing the akira and the hanocha. He's doing both acts over here in the two scenarios that we just brought down now, and he would be over in Issa d'Oraisa. Why? Shu'oka v'niach, because he did both the akira, the hanocha in both of these cases, and the person on the outside who did nothing, so to say, v'omei b'chutz, pater avolaser. That's the same exact case that we had a moment ago, that you shouldn't do this because you're mesayela d'varavera, you're over in Issa d'Rabbanan at least, again, according to the opinion that we brought down the rush, maybe even in Issa d'Oraisa, olipnei iver, under certain circumstances. The issue footnote number 6 brings a caveat over here, and he says if the person on the outside is actually walking at the time that you put it in his hand, or if there were an animal out there that's moving when you put it into his hand, then we're going to learn later on in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Samach Vav that in fact it would not be an Issa d'Oraisa. It would also be the Rabban, but it wouldn't be an Issa d'Oraisa. And there might even be some ways when it wouldn't even be an Issa d'Rabban. We'll wait till we get over there to learn those dinim. Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot and Ches explains further. If when you're going and placing it in the hand of the person on the outside, so that would normally be your hanacha over there, but if he's above 10 tfachim, so then he's not standing in technically Rishus HaRabim, so then you would be potter. And the reasoning would be the Makom Turhu, because technically his hand is a Makom Tur. However, the Mishnah brings down the Yesh Cholkin, those that disagree with this. Hazorik v'neka chaveru mimkomo v'kiblo. If you throw something from, let's say, Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and another person, the nekar chaveru mimakomo v'kiblo, your friend moves from his place and catches the ball, let's say, in the Rishus HaRabim, shneim p'turim. Both of them would not be chayv d'oraisa in that situation. Harisha, the first person who threw it, mishum de lo esavid, hanocha mikocho, because it didn't land based upon his throwing it. The other person grabbed it. Shasheni chatofo b'emtza halichoso, because the ball didn't land on its own. If it had, then you would be chayv, but since he grabbed it before it landed, he does the hanocha. And the second person, hasheni, is not chayv d'oraisa, mishum de lo asarak hanocha, because he only did the hanocha part, he didn't do the akira part. However, the imrots who atzel v'kiblo, if Ruvain throws the ball from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, and he himself goes and catches it in the Rishus HaRabim, hareiz es sofek im chayev. In that situation, he may be chayev in Issa d'Oraisa. After also gam ha'anocha b'atzel, because he did the hanocha himself, but nevertheless, you could argue efshar shein hanocha in this situation gemura ach yenuach b'mokum shoyel nuach b'shas akira, because technically that throwing the ball it would have landed someplace else, and because he grabbed it before it landed in the place that it was supposed to land, one could possibly argue that that's not a valid hanocha. Mishmur continues and writes, Hazorik mi Rishus HaRabim l'Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid b'emtza. If a person's throwing from a Rishus HaRabim through a Rishus HaYochid and it lands into a different Rishus HaRabim. Or alternately, Om Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim b'emtza. He throws it from a Rishus HaYochid across a Rishus HaRabim into another Rishus HaYochid. In both of these situations, you're not over in Issa d'Oraisa, you're potter. The issue footnote number 8 points down, if however the ball came within 3 tefachim of the ground, or whatever item you threw came within 3 tefachim of the ground, that already is a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon. Shulchan Aruch saying you're potter in that situation still, and the Vilna Gaon saying no, it's considered that it's on the ground, and therefore you would be chayv. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Vim holach achevet shtei amos b'shus harabim zeh u'shtei amos b'shus harabim shemeiver hasheni." If the ball went 2 amos in your side of the shus harabim, 2 amos in that side of the shus harabim, then you'd be chayv anyway. Here is a chayv. Shereshus mitstarfos, because the ball went the dalet amos in the shus harabim, even though it went through Rishus HaYochid in between, that doesn't make any difference. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Amoshin Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid." If you go and transfer something directly with your hand from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, derech Rishus HaRabim b'diyot echad, if it's going through a Rishus HaRabim on the same side of the street in one line, and you can see this picture over here in Deer Shoe footnote number 12. As the Mishnah Berurah himself explains, Rosh Hashanah, Shnei Rishus HaYochid, Omdim Mitzat Echad, the two Rishus HaYochids on the same side of the street, La'orich Rishus HaRabim, adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, and there is a coming in, the Rishus HaRabim is Mafsik Bein Shnei Rishus HaYochid, as you can see in the diagram again in footnote number 12. Afilu L'malam Yassar Rishu Mokum Tur, even if you're transferring it with your hand above 10 Tvachim, and it's going through a Mokum Tur, nevertheless Chayiv in this situation. And likewise, Bishnei HaDiotos, if you can see in diagram footnote number 14, where the Rishus HaRabim is passing in between two Rishus HaYochids over here, and you have some sort of a device that is transferring it from one side to the other through the Rishus HaRabim. Dainu Sheshnei Rishus HaYochid Omdim Zekinegizia, opposite the streets, then you would be Potter. And this is true, Dainu Afilu L'matmias, or even if you're going through the Rishus HaRabim, less than 10 Tvachim above the ground. And this is explained, Ayin Shom Gemara Hatam, the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Tzadi Vavam, and Aleph brings down that this was the way that the Levim transferred items from the wagons. The wagons were one in front of the other, and also they were next to each other. So the ones in front of each other, they passed. The ones across, they did not pass. Ayin Shom. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, Parshat Yadu Lefnim, if you stick your hand from the outside inside the Rishus HaYochid, v'notal mayim me'al guma v'otzia l'chutz, and you take water that's in a pit, and you bring it outside, that is an Issa d'Oraisa chayev. Why? Shamayim k'guf echot hein u'munoch v'laretz. We consider the water as one body, and it's as if you did an akira from that water, and then when you put it down on the outside, that's a hanocha. And even ukishalokeach me'mad, if you're only taking a little bit, kamosha okim in akarka, it's considered as if you took it from the ground. However, avol notal peiro, so shemen me'al gabi amayim, if you took something else from the top of the water, potter, because it's not considered that you picked it up. Shemashu munochem al gabi amayim lo havei nocha, that's not considered a resting place for it over here. Me'al kisha akar me'al amayim lo mikri akira, it's not called a real akira. In Sivkot and Tess, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if the person standing on the inside is a non-Jewish person, and the person on the outside takes it from his hand, that would still be an issur. The Raya says, Shomer, who knows, in Allah, Manasta Achdis. It looks like he's doing it for you. That concludes today's shir.